Hilton Academy on Stray FM's Family Show.
So it's time to dance today. Luckily, it's not me. Trust me, you wouldn't want to see that. I'm with Lynn Croom from the Linton Dance Academy. Hello, Lynn.
Hello, Beth. Nice to see you.
And every time I come here, I can always see hear the faint boom, boom, boom from just outside. There's feet moving. There's lots of dancing happening, because that is, of course, what you do. And you've got a particular lot of fun coming up. I know you've just been going over a few different events that are happening in Harrogate and surrounding areas. Tell me about a few of those things, those opportunities.
Lots of things happening in October. Lots of new performance opportunities that have just found their way to us, which is really exciting. We've got a group being involved in a flash mob, so I don't want to say too much about that because that will spoil the effect, but that's very exciting.
Just in case anyone's thinking, what on earth is a flash mob? This is where suddenly dancing happens in
that's
a public
right.
space.
Spontaneously, absolutely, as though completely unplanned, but of course it is very planned. So, the students, because they're older students who are going to be involved in this, they're very excited about it. So,
And you won't tell us any more details?
No, can't tell you any more. That's all a big secret.
But okay.
People that will see it, I hope, will enjoy it.
Yep. I love a surprise, so bring that on.
Absolutely. So that's the first thing happening in October. And then on the 27th, we've got some of our BTEC girls who are going to be involved in it's a performance event at the Royal Hall called True North. It's celebrating music, dance and art. And Nicola Forshaw, who lectures at York University in dance, is using some of the BTEC girls along with her first year students, I believe, and they're going to be doing some contemporary dance there, so that's exciting.
Remind us of the date for that.
That's the 27th of October, and evidently it's a free event, entry. So, but obviously people need to get their tickets as soon as possible, because being free, I reckon they're going to go
quite
quickly.
Happen.
Yeah,
we're Yorkshire folk.
But why not? So that's great. And then on the 29th of October, so same weekend, we've got some students going to Leeds Trinity Shopping Centre, where the Royal Academy of Dance are doing a pop-up event, which means they're going to have lots of different people, different dance schools being involved in performing, very short numbers, but it's just an opportunity for a lot of people to get involved and celebrate dance. And again, that'll be in public in the shopping centre, so lots of fun.
And of course, the big one as well coming up is your Linton Dance Academy show. So this is the one that you work very hard on, that you practice and that you put together as an academy. How does that work, and what are you doing this year?
Yes, our show is in February. It's at the end of the half term in February this year, or next year, I should say, 18. We do all our show rehearsals outside of class time. So it's always an optional thing for the students. And this week, the show letters inviting people to take part if they wish are going out. So that's exciting. We do it in three sections, three acts. The first act really is for the younger end of the school.
How young is younger?
Well, basically from three. We take them from three, so they have the opportunity to go on stage and do their thing. So three to, I guess it's junior school, so before they start secondary school. They are in the first act, and this year we're doing a variation on Peter Pan.
Lots of little lost boys
and fairies, Tinkerbell and all that. Yes, so that's going to be fun. And then the second act is really the seniors doing various different ballet and contemporary dance pieces, and that's going to be quite modern in theme this year. We just call that divertissement because we're not too sure at this point exactly what they're going to be doing.
What does that mean?
Lots of different things, effectively.
Divertissement.
Yeah.
I need to work on my French, but I like that one.
Good. And then the last act is really the funky one with the tap and modern and jazz. So, and that again is all the seniors.
Do you think it's important to do shows? Because you could be as good a dancer as anything, but if you're never showing that off, do you think people should? Would you encourage this?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a confidence building thing. I mean, yes, it is. It's confidence building. It's also team building, because when you're dancing as a just for yourself, you're not necessarily dancing as part of a group, part of a core, and it is important to actually be able to work as a group, as a dancer, because at the end of the day, if you are a performer, you're not always going to be the soloist, you know, and to work as a group is really important. It's like teamwork. It's the same as being in a squad, you know, so that's really important. But the other side of that, of course, is the little ones see the seniors performing, and they really get a lot of inspiration from that. You know, that's what they want to do. They want to be like that big girl over there who's just amazing. So that's great.
Can you remember when you yourself did your first show, and you must have been, how old would you have been when you had your first
one? Gosh, I can't remember how old I was, but I was young. I would imagine around about 11. And I remember very much watching one of my contemporaries. She was a few years older than me, and her name was Heather Walker, and she was beautiful. She ended up in the Royal Ballet Company, but I remember being completely inspired by watching her dance, you know. And this is what I like about the little ones seeing the big ones.
Well, I mean, it's a long time away yet, but I feel like I already want to say good luck, and that's not till February. Yeah. So if people
want to see it, Beth.
I will, yeah, the Linton Dance Academy. I'll pop it in my diary. Yeah. But one last thing before we go from the Linton Dance Academy is, you would like to say something to people who may have started the academic year and be missing dancing. Maybe they're wishing that they had done something performing arts.
Yeah, I mean, there are people still out there who in their hearts want to dance or want to perform, and very often when they've done GCSEs they start doing their A-level courses, and sometimes it doesn't quite really hit that point that, you know, that's not what they want. If they want to do a performing arts course in dance, we can still take them. We're still at the beginning of term, so it's not too late for them. Similarly, if people have finished A-levels and they're taking a year out, they're still thinking about what they want to do, and they would like to go down the performing route, we can still offer them a one-year course, and it's all free. They need to move quite quickly now.
Well, Lynn, thank you very much for having me here at the Linton Dance Academy. If people want to find out more about any of those shows you've been talking about, or about possibly doing a BTEC or a one-year course with you, how can they get in touch and find out a bit more?
They can phone us on Harrogate 520481, or look on our website, lintonacademy.org. Come along and talk to us.
Yeah. We'll put plenty of links as well at strayfm.com/family. But Lynn, thank you very much for having
us.
Thank
you so much, Beth.
Linton Academy on Stray FM's Family Show.